Welcome to the Fibro Sisters with Adar and Courtney, giving you an inside look on living day by day with fibromyalgia. To the Fibro Sisters.
Yes, we are back.
Can you hear us?
Yes, testing, testing.
One, two, three.
It's been so long, so you know, we got to do what we got to do. Make sure it crack.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, listen, it's really good to be back. It's been a while.
Yes, it feels good. It feels good. And quite frankly, girl, share with them the reason why we're back on today.
So we received a, well, let me just start here. We did want to come back, but you know how it is, life kind of gets in the way and just kind of like, you know, just mull around and just like, okay, yeah, well, you know, we'll get
life
to it.
Life and pain.
Well, yeah, that, definitely that. However, what kind of pushed us forward was a fibro warrior who sent us a text message by the name of Lorraine Dunlap. Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Go ahead, girl.
And because my mind is a little on point today.
Okay. And shout out Lorraine. This,
that's right, Lorraine Dunlap. We heard you, girl. We heard you. Okay, you are not alone. Okay.
No.
Your message really inspired us to, you know, to come back more sooner than later. So that's why we are here. And
right.
Your text message just kind of really moved us, you know, and it really hit home for us, you know.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. It really did. So here we are. And yeah, so we're just going to just keep it kind of casual, maybe just kind of catch you up on, you know, what's been happening to us over the last several months.
Yes.
You want to start first, sis?
Yes, I would. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, I have really been working to get my body healthy. I have also noticed that there are some things that have been going on with me that could be fibro or could not. So, you know, I don't know. We talked about this earlier, and it's just like, I feel like they misdiagnosed me, you know, because like, I know there's a lot of people out there like that too, and that might be able to identify with me. And then there's people I know will be able to identify with Adair's story. But for my story, like I was in a, just to give you some backfill, I was in a car accident, and I think that's what, you know how they say a major event bring the fibro out. So like, I feel like that was my
trauma.
Major event. Yeah.
Yeah.
Major trauma. Right. And I think that was like 2015 2015 when that happened. And so then that's when I got diagnosed, because I had to get checked out. And from 2015 till now, I really believe that that's what was causing me pain, until I found out that I found this doctor who specialized in the thyroid. Well, I happen to have an overactive, hypo is underproducing, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I had the hypothyroidism. So my thyroid doesn't produce enough stuff to help me. So, and when I looked at the symptoms of it, they were exactly the same symptoms of the fibro that I've been having for the last 15, 20, 5, 6 years. So, you know, I'm not quite sure, and I really don't have a good enough doctor who's willing to go through it with me. So it's just a theory from Dr. B. Courtney, who thinks that, as my mom be saying, you know, girl, Dr. B. Carey, shout out to mama.
yeah, shout out to mama.
Yes, but Dr. B. Courtney has diagnosed myself that way, you know, but I still identify with fibromyalgia patients, because I also feel like the fibro flare is still present in my life. So like I said, I'm on the fence. I'm not sure. I don't have a specialist telling me this, but I am on my way to it. Like, I have a doctor's appointment coming up this week, and I actually have a primary that seems to give a shit. Excuse me, but that's me. But yeah, it really just seems like it. You know, it's been so long since I've had a good doctor. And you know, girl, doctoring sure has changed, hasn't it?
It has. It has.
God, I thought the doctor's supposed to care about us.
We need managed care for managed care.
Yeah. I thought this was the health care system.
Helping themselves.
Oh, it's just so annoying trying to find. I don't know if that's happening to other people, but I know for me, it's just been such a struggle just to find the right doctor to diagnose me properly and to actually help me tend to my symptoms. But at least I know this guy is on the right track. So he did a X-ray. Let's see, what they call it? Arthritis spread X-ray or something like that. So I found that most of my body has arthritis in it, and I'm so young. At the ripe young age of 25,
arthritis.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm.
You older than me, girl. You older than me.
See, I'm the elder in the group. So, but that's why I have the widespread arthritis. So,
That's it.
Yeah. So at least we're working with that. So I guess the next step would be physical therapy. So, but we'll keep you posted because I have an appointment next week and or this week, this coming week actually. So that way I'll know more. But basically, since the last time we got on here, which I believe was over a year ago, until now, first of all, we've survived the COVID.
Yes, indeed.
We survived the COVID. I never got it. None of my family members got it, like my close family or anybody in my household. So I'm really grateful for that. But, you know, it did change the world. So it was just kind of difficult to try to connect and get on here during that time. And then once everything settled, I know for me, like my focus was finding a good doctor and just like really making my healthcare a priority. Cause I did put it on the back burner because like, I'm not about to go in the hospital during the COVID. Not me. You
and
couldn't
meanwhile,
catch me there.
I was going in and out of doctor's offices. Yes,
during
I was.
During the COVID. She crazy. She crazy. I didn't go. No. I had pain. I know there was sometimes I should have been in the hospital, but I was like, nope. Because like people are dying. I'm not dying. You know, so I was like, I just have to deal with it. So now that things have settled down, it's a little bit easier to try to get my issues looked at. So and then like Adair said, you know, to get that comment from Lorraine, her name Lorraine, right?
Yes.
To get that comment from Lorraine, like for me, it made my heart melt. Like,
yeah,
you know, just to know that, you know, like she said, we don't have to be super popular. It doesn't have to be a whole bunch of people. You know, the fact that we're helping Lorraine and whoever else wants to step up and talk about it, that's what matters to us.
To us, that's always what had mattered.
Yeah,
it wasn't really about the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of confirmation, you know what I'm saying? Because you fall back because you know, you kind of get wrapped up into
your own life,
you know, and not in a selfish way, but you know, life does get in the way, your illness, family, work and stuff like that. So you kind of forget, you know, to help those, or you want to help bad. You do want to help so bad. We never forgot because we were always talking about it, you know, and it just wouldn't happen. And again, Lorraine, you definitely were the inspiration for us to come back more sooner than later. You know, and you know, girl, God works in mysterious ways, you know.
Yes.
And he's been kind of whispering in our ear here and there, and he just sent you in to kind of shout it out, you know. So we appreciate you for that. We really do.
Yes, we do.
Really heartfelt thank yous, you know. And I don't know if you're wrapped up. Not talk about me for
I'm done. Yep, go for it.
Well, what's been going on with me, you know, unlike Courtney, I do believe that I had fibromyalgia. Or have fibromyalgia.
Had. Oh, well, I'm about to say. Yeah. It's gone.
I know.
It's gone.
Yeah, I wish. I wish. But I mean, there's a lot to talk about on just this one podcast. But the reality of it is that I have been so actively working on what I believe was the trauma that caused the fibromyalgia. I don't think it was any one thing. It was the fact that I worked at night. I wasn't sleeping a lot. I was taking care of a sickly grandchild, and and that responsibility fell on me. So I wasn't really sleeping. That even lessened the amount of sleep right there, and just running around nonstop like I got a battery in my back that's just like endless, and and plus going to the gym, and then it just all came to a head. And then of course the mental. Behind it, the mental.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because while I was doing all that, I was in a really severe depression, and
Facts.
So I think all of that is what caused it. So in terms of dealing with my mental, I think that's really important in working on what the issues. Like I got to a point where I think for me, besides seeing a therapist, I also just speak my mind no matter what. I've always done that. It's a joy to watch,
let me tell you.
Yeah, but the reality is I've always done that, but then I hold things inside too and wait for the explosion, and I don't do that anymore. It's like if you've caused me any kind of discomfort or whatever, I let you know right then and there. But the key to it is also this, is not having an expectation from the person who is causing you the harm, person or persons that have caused you harm. So that was part of my mental thing, is not waiting for somebody to change, not waiting for somebody to act differently, okay? Whether it's family members or, outside people that you're close to or whatever the case may be, your significant other, be it through marriage or, just a long-term boyfriend, whatever the case may be, is to stop it, because it causes more mental anguish, okay, to expect that you talk and you talk about how you feel and then nobody changes. You just got to talk and don't care about what somebody else thinks,
right?
Okay, period, okay, yeah. And not have any expectation. Just know that you're walking on landmines. That's it. So the bottom line is, so with that, okay, that began the start of it for me, and I could actually feel my body changing. I also was going to the doctor because the fibromyalgia, while it affects my whole entire body, it affected my back the most, all the muscles in my back.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so every trigger point, okay, was painful. Every part of my muscles, okay, my back's painful, okay, to the point. So, and I think Courtney experienced the same thing. Because the fibromyalgia would swell the muscles so bad and they would be so tight that, we no longer, at least she doesn't have the curve in her spine, the cervical area like you're supposed to.
I don't either at the top.
That's your cervical area, the area
it's called.
Yeah.
Thoracic. Thoracic curve that's naturally in the neck at the top. Ours is
right. Right, because of the fibromyalgia. So no matter how these doctors say, it doesn't cause long-term problems, that's a lie, okay? Because it does, because of what the body is doing, so naturally from muscles being tight and the body trying to compensate, the curve now is gone. Which is awful to sleep and stuff like that because you can't get comfortable. And there's a lot of other things. Just doing basic functions, bending down. It's horrible. Plus, I have, the spinal stenosis. I have arthritis in my back and, a whole plethora of things. But the point is this. I was getting trigger point therapy, right? Mm-hmm. And trigger point therapy, they can either use saline solution or oh my gosh, what is it? Oh, I just lost it. Brain fog.
Is it the lidocaine. Steroid?
The lidocaine. No, girl, I would never let them put no steroids on my body.
I know, I'm sorry. I couldn't think of nothing.
Yeah, the lidocaine. Mm-hmm. And that, what I started doing is once I would get the injections and it would loosen my muscle, I have a massager that I would just use to massage further my trigger points while my muscles were actually in a more relaxed state. Okay, and that worked in two ways, because when I massage myself, when the muscles are hard and rigid, I would actually kind of cause myself to have a flare up and I would wind up in intense pain and with more swelling for weeks, not days, weeks. So with the lidocaine and it relaxing the muscle, I was able to go in there and then really hit my trigger points, you know, and that would give me very long-term results and allow my body to heal and stuff like that. So while I still have these problems, you know, I can honestly admit they're not as severe as they was, because I do believe, and I want you to believe, that there is, you can put this, if not a cure, at least put it into remission. And
that's right.
Food and nutrition, okay, are a big part of that. You know, a massive, massive part of it. Okay, and we're gonna have to talk about that, because you know these podcasts
are
short.
That's the next episode.
Exactly. And we're gonna talk about how these things directly affect your body, and how we eat, okay, is not, you know, it may not have caused the fibromyalgia, but it's definitely fueling it and
that's
keeping
sure.
you in that space. Okay, the idea is to be able to get back to your old self as much as you possibly can. Maybe it won't be perfected, okay, but you know, maybe you'll be able now to at some point to get up out of the bed and do some of the things that you like, as opposed to not being able to do it at all.
Right.
So, and to get some semblance back of who you were before the fibromyalgia diagnosis.
I think that's huge on the mental too.
It is.
Like,
it is.
You know, just like grieving your old self and then trying to figure out, like, moving forward, who am I? You know, in your mind, like, not even the physical stuff. It's like the mental game. I don't know about you, but my mental game is strong.
Let me just, say this. Because my mental game is strong, I was just telling my sis early this morning, or a little while ago, okay? I was up cleaning, okay?
Oh,
I cleaned yesterday, okay, in my house for like 4.5 hours. Then continue to stay up, okay, to make myself a little dinner, okay? So, and that's me standing up after 4.5 hours of cleaning. And I still managed to stand up to do that without feeling like I was going to collapse. Yes, I felt tired, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was sleepy, okay, but I didn't feel like I was about to die, which is my normal experience, and I mean that literally. Okay, you feel like, you know, you're getting ready to be taken from this world.
That's
getting
the worst.
So sick. And I didn't experience that. And even though I got up this morning sleepy and so tired and kind of achy in my back, mentally, I could still picture myself doing the other things that I want to do, okay, other chores that I want to do today, you know, without me feeling like, because previously I've been like, I just did all, you know, now you're in the bed for 2 weeks, you can't get nothing done.
Man.
And that's not my experience. I'm actually, even right now as we speak, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do later on.
That's fantastic.
You know, so go ahead, getting back to you. So that whole mental thing is powerful. Go ahead, sister.
It really is. And I actually was bringing it up the opposite way, like I have to fight my mind sometimes to, you know, just to be, you know, normal, like, because my mind is telling me, oh, you're never going to feel better. Oh, you're this, you're that, just like strong, like, you know, you need to just lay down, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that. And it's like when I'm in that flare up or whatever you want to call it, my mind game is strong, so like I'm already stubborn by nature, as you know.
Ooh, yes.
And the people that care about me know that too. So it's like trying to fight me is very difficult. But, mm-hmm. you know, I just don't know how people do this without God.
The negative talk in the head, yes.
It's strong. Yeah, and I really don't know how people get through this without God, because that's who I lean on. I have
Amen.
To. There's no one else, you know. And I don't want to turn this into a preachy religious thing, but at the same time,
you can talk about Jesus, okay, for a couple of minutes, couple of seconds. Yes.
Look, at the same mm-hmm. time, that's what's going to get you through. I don't know
exactly.
what to tell you, you know, or whoever, whatever you believe in, you know.
Oh, girl,
at the end of the day,
because that should have been at the top of my list, like they do with all the award show. First, I like to thank God.
Giving
okay,
on
I'm
the
listening to them. Exactly. Instead of me talking about just the doctor and what I've been doing, that's the first place I should have went. Sorry, God, I apologize.
Okay.
But it, right. that's the first place. My apologies.
Yes.
Let me clarify. He's the first place. Okay, that's what got me going too. Go ahead, proceed.
True that.
Sorry. I like
it's
to thank
true.
God. And I want to thank my sister for all her support and all the hours of talking. Okay, when I'm in
and
such pain.
And the Fiber Award goes to.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, my clap.
Exactly. I did. Okay, it's like, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to win, so I didn't like write any names down. But just off the top of my head,
Lorraine.
I like to thank God. Yeah. Yes, I like to thank God. I like to thank my sis, okay, Courtney.
Yes.
And then I'd like to thank Lorraine. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you so much.
We silly. We should wrap
leave.
Up, girl. It's about
yeah, I
time.
Leave. Yeah, girl, I just left the stage. I'm going to the back.
Oh,
I'm nervous. I'm sweating. Yes.
Yes,
sorry,
y'all
okay.
come to us, you're going to get some giggles, you're going to get some God, you're going to get some
yes.
tips
mm.
and some encouragement. So,
and again,
tune in. Make sure y'all tune in.
Wait. Mm. Well, we say this all the time, we are not doctors, okay? We're
no.
not medically
Mm-mm.
qualified or whatever. We come
I don't
to
know,
you.
But I graduated from the University of Google.
Okay, me too. Me too. Okay. Girl, I'm still working. I'm still working on mine.
I got my doctorate. Okay.
She got her doctorate, PhD, and all that.
Yeah,
no, but seriously, we don't claim to know anything. We speak to you just from personal experience. And I'm sorry.
Right.
I'd rather have the person. You know, it's not like, okay, go into the doctor and get professional. Okay.
If
but
you can
again,
get
right. Remember, they're just people, okay, and what's the what, how is the term go? C's will get you degrees. So doctors are not masters in the human anatomy.
That's
yeah,
right.
they studied and yeah, there are some of those that do it more for, you know, reasons of caring and not just because, you know, they wanted to make mommy and daddy proud, or they wanted mm-hmm. to make that kind of money that doctors make. However, we come to you, we bring our personal experience, mm-hmm. lifestyles, good and bad, in the hope that you can take something that we talk about, apply it to yourself, and improve your quality of life.
Yeah,
okay, that's my disclaimer.
And my disclaimer is, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a professional, but I am a specialist in the Courtenay anatomate.
Anatomate. Okay, likewise. I got a PhD in a dare, girl.
Mm-hmm. Look, you know, so we are, I mean, yeah, we might not be doctors, but we've done so much. Like, I can speak doctor language. I know all the terms because I look them up.
Yeah.
But again, not for you, it's for me. So, you know, I would encourage you to do the same for yourself, though. You know, that you get, whenever you get a doctor's report, an x-ray, CT scan, whatever, you go through that thing. And whatever
exactly.
you don't understand, look it up.
Research
if you have a
it.
Question, call us. You can go to our website and click a button and leave a message. And we'll look it up for you and talk about
okay.
it on the next
exactly.
episode.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Never take anything at face value. Never,
mm-hmm.
never, never. Okay, because the doctor's language and what actually is, you got to trust me on this, it's two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Two completely different things. And I'll give you an example of that based on my own current health status and the so-called guidelines, you know, medical guidelines. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about that on the next podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, so great to be back and talking
yes,
to y'all.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are back. We are
until
back.
Until the next time.
Until make the next time. In. Yeah, we'll see you around, Fiber Warriors. We'll see you around all real right. soon. Bye.
Bye.